So we come to the best 5 minutes of the day on a 57-degree Thursday, September 12th. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Off to
like flipping the wax, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, it was more work for the DJs back in the
sure.
disc. You were a disc jockey. You know, you were back right. and forth on the turntable. I mean, I think the guys here in the digital music era don't realize how good you got it, how easy you got it.
Right, right. For
I
sure.
I mean, even the next step after albums was queuing up CDs. We did that for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you've got to deal with storage and all sorts of things, too.
And actually, if you've been in the studio before, you know we still have a ton of CDs. And we
I
have
do.
A yep. ton of old record players in here.
Huh. Interesting.
It's been a while since you've been in studio.
It has been a long time since I've been in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You joined me, well, I guess Front Page has been off since we went to Liberia in 2016. So would you believe more than 8 years, man?
Wow. Yeah, I think I've maybe been in once since you went to Liberia.
Okay.
I think I came in and did some shooting, basketball shooting.
Oh, okay.
Time, but that's about it.
We're La Ropia into doing that one time. Wow, that was good. So.
Yep. Right. It's just so early.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I saw something this morning that I'm trying to look for here. Here it is. This is from historian Heather Cox Richardson shared this information this morning. Again, it's 54 days till the election. We just had a debate. Will there be another? Apparently, the Harris campaign immediately came out and said, hey, we'd like to have another. Former President Trump says maybe. But here's this. She says, in the face of concern that Trump advance have been suggesting they would challenge the results of the 2024 election, the Department of Homeland Security took steps to protect the January 6th, 2025 session of Congress that will count the electoral votes that will decide the presidency. They have put January 6th, 2025 on the same security level as the Super Bowl or a major event like the UN General Assembly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a good plan, but
uh-huh.
it's sad that has to be that uh-huh. way.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Well, I heard another clip this morning where Steve Bannon said victory or death, so I think that's the reason why, right?
Right, exactly, and that's the sort of contrast. I mean, I was struck. There was an article shared by Julie Royce yesterday. There's a pastor who has told his congregants to buy 5 guns so that they can shoot immigrants, and I thought this is definitely not the way of Jesus.
No.
You know, and this violent rhetoric doesn't serve any of us well.
So, again, this is the day and the age and the time we live for such a time as this. So, yeah, it's where I think spiritually, the song I want to play after this is Maddie Mullins. And, you know, I can play songs here on the radio, but playing songs as I'm just was going across to send money to Liberia that my wife had asked me to send yesterday. And I was put into tears because it's Show Me the Cross. And my vision, I felt like, and I messaged this to you, was just like, unity around the cross, because it's a wonderful song, and it's like, show me your scars and I'll show you the cross. And it just felt like the innocent Son of God died on a cross between two thieves. I mean, this is to be lifted higher than any flag for yep. any country.
Right.
And I felt like the vision for it, felt like a spiritual experience for me, is more than just Obama's red and blue. You know, it's not a red America or a blue America. It's the United States of America from 2004 that kind of put him on the map politically. But it's higher. You know, for us as Christians, Colossians 3, set your mind on things above, not on things below. Not that these things aren't happening, but Jesus' words in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And Jesus said, put your sword away. So
right. All of those things are true. And I think we often lose sight of those
mm-hmm.
in the whirlwind of everyday life.
Well, thanks for letting me vent this morning. And
yeah.
We've got Acts 8, 9 through 11.
And that says, a man named Simon had been a sorcerer there for many years, amazing the people of Samaria and claiming to be someone great. Everyone from the least to the greatest often spoke of him as the Great One, the power of God. They listened closely to him because for a long time he had astounded them with his magic.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say this. You say, before Philip had come to Samaria, there was a man, Simon, who had captured the Samaritans' hearts and minds by performing magic. As he mesmerized them, they would watch with awe, believing that his sleight of hand was godly power. Simon referred to himself as the Great One, adding to his mystique. So, final thought.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how often we do similar things in our day, maybe not with magicians, but we say people or we see people using words or engaging in things that are not the power of God, but we somehow attribute that to them. We assume people are acting in a godly fashion when what they're doing is exactly opposite of that.
Yeah, I can think of instances here where, but our time has run out. So.
Yeah. But we can all probably think of those.
Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WWIB. FFH astronaut, WWIB. I got to tell you, though, all that talk about the Milky Way got me thinking about the candy bar.
Chocolate.
The Whip Wake Up Show. And thinking apples this morning.
Absolutely. Maybe you can get some of these at your local orchard. So we've got a list in front of us that we found on social media and for eating and baking and all things apple season. This goes from most tart to most sweet. And it might not have every single variety of apple on it, but it's got a lot of them. And so interesting to note which ones are most tart and most sweet, depending on whether you're eating, baking, or whatever.
Yeah. So from most tart is the Granny Smith.
And that one's often used in apple pies, right? Mm-hmm. So Granny Smith, again, that green apple, most tart and most sweet. Pacific Rose, again, on the most tart side.
And then number three would be the Macintosh.
Then the Empire.
And then, you know, it's kind of small. Is that the Jazz?
The Cortland, it looks like.
Coming up next,
because I think you go around. Yeah, we're looking at it.
Yep. The Cortland, gotcha.
And then the Envy, again, going from most tart to most sweet. So starting with Granny Smith at most tart.
And then the Lady.
Then the Braeburn.
And then it's the Jazz, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah, I've heard of a Jazz apple, but I haven't heard of this one, the McCown or McCoon apple. Interesting.
How about the Autumn Glory?
Then the Opal, which is like as green as the Granny Smith is. The Opal is like a golden yellow color.
And we're almost in between the tart and the sweet at that particular point. And then you get to the, that's tough to read. The Sugar Bee, I believe it is.
Okay, yeah, the Sugar Bee, and so we're moving toward the sweet scale. Then the Smitten apple, like I'm smitten with this apple.
All right, and then there's one that Dawson and I have been talking about. What's our favorite? I mean, this one's really good, a Honey Crisp.
And what's interesting is there's eight more on this scale, at least, of most tart to most sweet. There's eight in front of the Honey Crisp on the sweetness side of things, but the Honey Crisp is a delicious, very popular apple. The Snapdragon is the next one moving up to most sweet.
Yeah, it is. And then Red Delicious, pretty famous.
Yeah, then the Gold Delicious.
Yeah, and then help me out with that one.
Jonah Gold or Jonah Gold. I've never been sure how to pronounce it, but I've had that one before. Delicious apple. And then the Juicy Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
J-U-I-C-I. We'll have to call up Ronnie Appleseed or somebody who's an expert and see what that one is.
The Ambrosia.
That sounds very delicious. The Gala Apple.
And finally, we finish off with the Fuji.
Yeah, so lots of great apples. And some people, of course, is the social media. So people look at this and like, well, what about the Pink Lady? That's not on there. That is a delicious apple. Cosmic Crisp is one I was telling you about the other day that's on sale, I think, at Hy-Vee this week. Mm-hmm. We're not getting paid for that. It's just free for you to know that information. But it's a delicious apple as well, too. And then Ronnie at Avenue Orchard has brought in before the Snow Sweet Apple, which is fantastic. So again, your local orchard, we've got Dixon's, we've got Avenue Orchard, who are great supporters here at WWIB. Go out and support your local orchard and maybe discover even more apple varieties that we didn't think of here, but most tart to most sweet.
Hey, some birthday shout outs. Rose and Phillip says happy 102nd birthday to my friend Ruth in Prentice today, and also our own Michelle Johns with a birthday today.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday to all of us to you.
We got a chance to sing happy birthday to Michelle at our staff luncheon yesterday.
Yeah, and you can wish her a happy birthday on our social media as well, too. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees because I pray, Father, please, 'cause I
mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. Believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees, 'cause I like somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I looks like somebody prayed.
Hi, this is Jody from the Newsboys, and you're listening to Western Wisconsin's Best, WWIB at 103.7 FM.
I've seen the beauty of the grave wide open. Resurrection power, the curse is broken. Winds and tongues of fire. Crying out.
WWIB, the Newsboys, Heaven on Earth on the WIB Wake Up Show. You know, I've heard it said about WIB for a long time, a little bit of heaven at 103.7. We'll get to the weather in a moment, but first, hey, if you're looking for a great deal on a new Ford F-150 truck or new Ford Escape, they can help you at Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane. That's right, right now at Eau Claire Ford, you can get a new Ford F-150 truck with 2.9% interest for 66 months and $3,500 flex buy bonus cash with approved credit. Or you can get a new Ford Escape with 1.9% interest for 66 months. And better yet, no money down, a $2,500 rebate and payments as low as $389 with approved credit. Eau Claire Ford has a great selection of new Ford F-150s with more coming in almost daily. So don't worry if they don't have exactly the Ford F-150 you want. They'll get it. Just come in and drive a new Ford F-150 truck. They won't pressure you to buy. But if you like it, you can get 2.9% interest for 66 months. That's 5.5 years and $3,500 flex buy bonus cash with approved credit. Eau Claire Ford at the corner of I-94 and Highway 93 says thank you for thinking of them first when you're shopping for a vehicle. On to our WIB Wake Up Show weather, brought to you this Thursday by Stokes Proc and Munt Funeral Chapel, serving the community with compassion.
At Stokes Proc and Munt Funeral Chapel, they're honored to assist your family with all the details, including preparing obituaries, designing and printing custom memorial folders, providing a register book and thank you cards, or even producing a beautiful memorial video with your pictures and music. At the family's request, Stokes Proc and Munt can also arrange for military honors for veterans, taking care of the details, taking care of you. Stokes Proc and Munt Funeral Chapel, StokesProcAndMunt.com.
Wisconsin weather.
58 degrees currently at our WWIB studios here nestled in Lake Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, up just one from our wake-up temp at 5:30 a.m. as Salvo kicked off the WIB Wake-Up Show here on WWIB. Menominee at 57 degrees. Same story, New Richmond at 7 o'clock. Also 57 in Bloomer and Cornell. Barron at 58 degrees. Flambeau at 56. Bruce, 54. 56 in Cumberland at 7 a.m. 58 in Shell Lake. And Frederick also at 58 degrees. Seeing 51 in Hayward and in Park Falls. Also, Ogama at 51 degrees, but 54 in Medford and Abbotsford, 55 in Thorpe and 56 in Stanley, 54 in Wausau as of 7 a.m., 55 in Marshfield, 55 in Stratford, 53 for our friends in Neillsville, Black River Falls. A little cooler down there, checking in at 48 degrees. Osseo at 55, Durand at 56, same story in Arcadia, 59 reported in Trempealeau, 56 in Holman, and 60 degrees in Onalaska as of the top of the hour. Today in the Chippewa Valley, lots of sunshine, high of 85 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 59 for those Friday night lights. Gorgeous day, mostly sunny, and 83 on Friday. A 20% chance of middle of the night rain on Friday night, low down to 62. Saturday, a chance of showers, thunderstorms also possible in the afternoon. 40% chance of precip, according to the National Weather Service. Mostly cloudy and a high of 78 degrees to start the weekend in the Chippewa Valley.
Meanwhile, in the Cooley region this morning, fair and 59 at the airport in La Crosse. Looking for a mostly sunny and 86 today, partly cloudy and 61 tonight, partly sunny and 84 tomorrow with a 40% chance of some rain showers after midnight Friday night, lows to 63. And Saturday, continued 40% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms after 10 in the morning with a high of 80.
And our WIB Wake Up Show weather update brought to you by Stokes Proc and Munt Funeral Chapel, locally owned by the Munt family. You can visit their website at StokesProcAndMunt.com. You know, when I started with Livia Weight Control Center, again, down by the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire, you've heard me talk about this many times before. When I started with them almost a year ago, initially it's, okay, I want to lose some weight. And that might be you as well, too, thinking, hey, I'd like to drop some of those LBs, like to get the waistline a little more trim, maybe fit into something I haven't fit into for a while. But I think what you find out is that it's so much more than just weight and numbers. It's really about health. It's about being a good steward of your body. If you look at Livia.com, that's L-I-V-E-A, Livia.com, at the top of the page, it says fall into good health. It's not saying a headline, oh, lose a bunch of weight. Yeah, you will if you follow the plan, but it's fall into good health. How can you have the most healthy body possible? How can you be a good steward of your body? And again, I've mentioned, hey, I get late 20s, then early 30s, mid 30s, and now officially, okay, I'm in my late 30s now. Things change with your body too. And so how can you make the most of the years that you have and have as much energy, as much vitality as you can? And again, I keep going back to being a good steward of my body with good health. And Livia has really helped me with that yeah, the headline is lost 55 pounds and kept it off for all of 2024. But it's really about, again, knowing what to eat, when to eat, following a plan, and realizing how easy this is to incorporate, not just in that weight loss phase, but now in something called the lifestyle phase, where I can say, hey, this is something sustainable that I can continue for years and years to come. Check it out for yourself. Livia Weight Control Center. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or stop into Livia Weight Control Center by the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. If you go with one of their weight loss and nutrition plans, get 8 weeks free. Mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB.
Hey, some birthday shout-outs. Rose and Phillip says happy 102nd birthday to my friend Ruth in Prentice today, and also our own Michelle Johns with a birthday today.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
We got a chance to sing happy birthday to Michelle at our staff luncheon yesterday.
Yeah, and you can wish her a happy birthday on our social media as well, too. Happy birthday, Michelle.
All right. Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury teaming up. You will be found on WIP. Good morning.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong, you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. To let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found.
Before you start to believe it, the enemy keeps whispering to me. Swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is,
you go in the kitchen and make that coffee good and strong and have a cup.
Let you know it's you, yeah. had the heart to change the heart of me. You took me to a love I never knew. 26 letters is all I got to tell you how I feel about you. 26 letters and you know I'm never gonna write the perfect paragraph. I tried to express with adjectives of thankfulness, but I don't know if I can do it with 26 letters. Got to tell you how I feel about you. 26 letters and you know I'm never ever gonna write the perfect paragraph. I try to express with adjectives of thankfulness, but I don't know if I can do it. 26 letters is all I got to tell you how I feel about you. 26 letters and you know I'm never ever gonna write the perfect paragraph.
Ben Glover, 26 letters, WWIB, and with James Earl Jones having passed earlier this week. I've heard a couple of different times him doing the alphabet, which was like from the late 60s on Sesame Street in the early, early days of that here on WWIB. But limiting, I guess, the 26 letters to try to adequately praise the Lord. We'll try to do it in song more as the Whip Wake Up Show continues.
Opening soon, Relum Senior Daycare, providing daytime care, bathing, foot care, and unique activities from 7 to 5 p.m. Move more, think more, and build friendships.
Hi, I'm Jen Miller, registered nurse and owner of Relum Senior Daycare. Our goal is to keep seniors at home longer by offering fun and engaging club-like activities such as woodworking, cooking, painting, or just swing by to meet Samson, our Bernese Mountain Dog.
Join the waitlist now at RELLIMSeniordaycare.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Hi folks, this is Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Come get your jams and jellies, fresh apple cider slushies, freeze-dried candy, fresh baked treats, and our famous homemade caramel apples. And don't miss the third annual Taste of the Orchard event on Saturday, September 28th. Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. Come get a taste.
You borrow all sorts of things from your dad, his favorite golf clubs, his car, his gas money. But when it's homecoming and you need a suit, you're probably thinking of something a little more modern and a little less groovy. So come to Muldoon's Menswear and find the suit that fits you. Muldoon's has suits in sizes starting at 34 short slim and can fit guys of any size. So borrow those keys and get to Muldoon's on South Hastings Way, where people of good taste shop.
Don't miss the $25 extravaganza right now at MyPillow.com. MyPillow six-piece towel sets just $25. Men's and women's slide sandals, premium MyPillows, even dog beds, all $25 for a limited time. Two packs of roll-and-go pillows, beach towels, couch and recliner pillows, you guessed it, just $25. How do you get the deal? Just use promo code WWIB and MyPillow.com. The MyPillow $25 extravaganza with promo code WWIB at MyPillow.com.
The WWIB Sticker Patrol is our way of saying thank you for sharing the station wherever you go. Stop by the studios or go to WWIB.com to request your free car window sticker. Then, if we see your vehicle proudly displaying our decal in a parking lot, at the gas station, or one of our events, we may just ticket your car with prizes from Culver's Action City and even the chance to win a two-night family stay at Metropolis Resort worth over $800. The WWIB Sticker Patrol. It's the one ticket you hope you get.
Well, as we really get into the school year, I think a lot of times, hopefully there's still family dinners going on in your household. And what's the most common question, Havo? It's how was school?
Right.
You know, how was your day? And as parents, you want to be engaged. You want to know what's going on with your kids. But maybe sometimes if it's just how was school, it's great. Or terrible, or you don't necessarily get a full response. And so here are some other ways to maybe get a little bit more information about how the day went.
Yeah, some other questions you might say is like, what was the best thing that happened at school today? Or what was the worst thing that happened?
Again, how to get your kid talking about their day at school without directly asking them about their day at school. How about this one? Say, tell me something that made you laugh today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. How about tell me a weird word you heard today?
Yeah. How about this? If I called your teacher tonight, what would she tell me? She or he tell me about you? Uh-huh. I'm supposed to make sure they're not acting up in class. Right.
We're like, no, don't call my teacher. Here's a question. How did you help someone today?
I like that one a lot. How to get your kid talking about their day at school without directly asking about school. You could say, tell me one thing that you learned today.
Uh-huh. When were you the happiest today?
Or you could say, when were you bored today?
Or you could say, if an alien spaceship came to your class and beamed up someone, who would you want them to take? Wow, that was an odd question.
That really came up. Make sure you pull the X-Files music up on your phone when you're asking your kid that one. And then one more, and we'll dive into more of these in the 8 o'clock hour. But how about this one, asking your child, who would you like to play with at recess that you've never played with before?
Huh, yeah.
I like these.
There you go. I'm trying to remember. I know our boss, Terry Stewart, has talked at times. It seems like it was like the question around the dinner table. I thought it was something like
this. It was like, whose day did you make today?
Yeah, whose day did you make? That's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people go with, highs and lows, something like that. So, all right, there you go. We'll go more of those after 8 o'clock, around 8:15 or so this morning.
Continuing from last hour on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havel with you on WWIB, where we are family. And some questions to ask around family dinner or maybe in the car ride home from school when you really want to get some information from your child about how their day was, but maybe they're a little reticent to just share. Maybe they don't open up all the time. So here's some questions that can kind of lead you into the information you're looking for.
Yeah, for instance, another one might be, tell me something good that happened today.
Yeah, get them talking about their day instead of just saying, how was school? Tell me something good that happened today. How about this one? What word did your teacher say most today? Okay, sure.
Maybe the word stop, like stop doing that.
Knock it off.
How about this one? What do you think you should do or learn more of at school?
All right, there you go. Ways to get more information.
Or maybe what would you like to learn more of?
Yeah, find out what they're interested in. How about this? Who in your class do you think you could be nicer to?
Kids will love that one. Where do you play the most at recess? What do you play most at recess?
How about this one? Who is the funniest person in your class? Why is he or she so funny?
Who's the class clown, right? Kind of. What was your favorite part of lunch?
There you go. Again, questions to ask your kids to learn about their day without just saying, how was school? If you got to be the teacher tomorrow, what would you do? That's a question to ask your child. Sure.
Yeah. Is there anyone in your class that needs a timeout?
How about a couple more? If you could switch seats with anyone in the class, who would you trade with and why?
Mm-hmm. And finally, tell me about three different times you used your pencil today at school.
Ways to, again, get information about the day instead of just saying, how was school? You can find out a lot about your kid, about what their thoughts and feelings are and how school's going by asking some of these questions. We've also posted these at Julie's request. She said, hey, could you post those? So those are in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Well, the Toy Hall of Fame, something we typically talk about here on the WIB Wake Up Show as we get into September. Don't have nominees quite yet, Havel, but we just couldn't resist the urge to talk about who made it last year, maybe who got snubbed, and what we anticipate for the 2024 nominee class for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's right. So going back to last year, the following toys were added on November 10th of 2023. Baseball cards.
Yes, also added in the class of 2023, Cabbage Patch Kids, very classic.
The classic Corn Popper, it's kind of like a vacuum. It makes a lot of noise. It might get a little irritating.
I kind of wonder if that got banned from the nursery at church, because I think we used to have one. I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, right.
Also, Nerf, a Nerf classic. Yeah. And Nerf is, they have so many iterations of different things, but man, I remember like the Nerf crossbow and having battles and things like that.
Right.
And Nerf footballs, you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, that was a great, Nerf footballs, basketballs, even maybe the baseballs. Now, the thing is that, these are one of the finalists last year, the ones that didn't make it. I mean, you got to think they're, on the outside looking in through the window saying, can we get into the Toy Hall of Fame?
And it's a very exclusive club. I mean, we talk about people say, the Hall of Fame for a certain sports league. Well, it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Famous. You have to be able to, accomplish all these things. It's an exclusive club, but I dare say the National Toy Hall of Fame may be even more exclusive. It's tough to get in because some of these ones that didn't make it, Battleship, the game Battleship, classic, iconic.
I can't believe Bingo's not in.
Also the Bop It.
Yeah.
Did not make it.
Choose Your Own Adventure books.
I just introduced my kids to those not too long ago. They're great. Connect Four, another classic that, was a finalist but didn't make it.
On the heels of the Barbie movie, Ken. Ken isn't in.
Also, Little Tykes, just as a brand, apparently, was up for nomination last year, was a finalist, but did not make the National Toy Hall of Fame.
All right, this is kind of gross, but Slime. Slime is not in.
Also, the Cozy Coupe. Did you ever have one of those, or did your kids like the little, it's the red car with the yellow top, the Cozy Coupe? Okay.
No.
Oh, and I'm sorry. That was the Little Tykes Cozy Coupe.
Yeah, right.
So
right,
I thought it was Little Tykes as a whole brand, but no, it's just their Little Tykes Cozy Coupe.
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures. So we'll see how it all pans out. Coming up, we'll get you when the nominations are in, and we like to follow this here on the WIB Wake Up Show.